Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Bechoros Lamed Aleph, Bechoros 31a, pagination is 61. We'll start at the bottom of the page, 5 lines up, the start of the 5th Perek. Kol Pesulei HaMokdashim. When you have something that was Kodesh, an animal that was meant to be brought as a Karban, and it became pasul, it became invalid, says Rashi towards the bottom of the page, Kodshim shenafa bohen mum. Kodshim, that a mum, a blemish, occurred in them, and they can no longer be brought as a karban. So on the next line, the Mishnah says, Nimkarim be'itliz, they can be sold in the marketplace. V'nishchatim be'itliz, they can be shecht in the marketplace. V'nishkalim be'litra, and they can be weighed according to the normal method of weighing with a weight. And the logic over here is that really, to process this animal that was kodshim and has a mum in such a mundane way, together with other meat, it could have been brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and now it's going to be processed in the regular meat market, is disrespectful. However, in order to fetch the best price for the animal, and that money is going to be going to Kodesh, as we see in the last words of the Mishnah. So we're lenient, and we allow it to be processed in the most convenient way in order to get the best price from the buyer. So it's available in the meat market, and it's being weighed with accuracy, with the litra, with the measure that was recognized as a specific weight, as opposed to selling it by approximations, in which case people who aren't sure what they're going to be getting are going to be willing to pay only a lesser amount. That's by kodshim, animals that got a mum, where the profit of the sale is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz, but there's an exception. Min ha-bechor v'ha-maiser, if you're dealing with the bechor, where once it has a mum, it's going to be sold, and the money goes to the kohen. V'ha-maiser, the animal that's the 10th one, that's supposed to be brought in Yerushalayim, and goes to the owner, and if it gets a mum, he's going to be able to sell it. Shahanayasam lebailim, the benefit is to the owner. We're not willing to do this leniency, and perhaps counterintuitively, but because these are closer to the owner, the benefit goes to the owner, therefore we're going to treat it with more sacred nature, and we're going to prohibit it being sold and shecht and weighed in the normal way. We're going to enforce the basic standard of kodshim that should have been, that we would have liked to have been by kodshim, because the benefit is to the owner, it's not to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we didn't make the leniency. As the Mishnah concludes, Pesulei HaMokdashim Hanayasan LeHekdash, the Pesulei HaMokdashim go, their benefit goes to Hektish, v'shoklim mone k'neged mone ba'bechor. And when you sell a bechor, you can take a piece of meat that was weighed and is therefore recognized to be that weight, and you can weigh meat against meat. But to weigh it with a weight, that's too mundane, and that you're not allowed to do by bechor. Now, the Mishnah does have an objection. I'm sorry, the Gemara does have an objection to the words of the Mishnah when it says v'ha-maiser, and the maiser case. Because what would be the case that maiser is being sold? So if we look at Amud Beis, about a fifth of the way down, at the end of a line by a two dots, chutz min ha-bechor u min ha-maiser shan yasen le-bailim, the benefit of the sale of Bechor and Meiser goes to the owner. Bishlama Bechor be'itlis hu d'lam is davin, abavese is davin. I understand exactly what you're talking about by the firstborn, by the Bechor animal. You don't sell it in public, but you could sell it out of your house. You're going to get a lesser price for it, but that's due to the respect that we give to this carbon without any special leniencies. Ela Meiser bevesei mi mizdavin, but the tenth animal, the Meiser, really, does that get sold even in the house? V'atanya, we learned that it actually does not get sold even in the case of a balmum, even in the case of a blemish. Two lines later, Hamilsa ikshaya leil Rav Sheshes beurta. Rav Sheshes had this question in the evening. Vishanye bikad Musa mibraisa, and he answered it in the morning from a braisa. How did he explain the case of Maisa that's going to be sold in the house? B'maisa behema shal yisomim. It's the case of orphans, and we're looking to be lenient for them to get the best price. Askinenu mishema shavas aveda naguba, and therefore we at least allow them to sell the Meiser animal, even though usually the Meiser animal does not get sold. The Gemara kind of digresses into a very important lesson which occurred relating to this chiddush, to this answer that Rav Sheshes gave. My point is that theoretically this lesson might have occurred by any lesson that Rav Sheshes gave. It has to do with saying something in the name of the person who said it. In the Mishnah in Avos, Omer Dovo B'Shem Omro. The Mishnah in Avos cites the example of Esther relating the benevolent information to Ahasuerus that there is an assassination attempt and you could save your life. She related that information in the name of Mordechai, and therefore Ahasuerus becomes favorably disposed towards Mordechai, particularly at a critical time when that was needed. So there's a concept of saying things in the name of the person. At first glance, we think it's just give credit where credit is due. It's plagiarism or whatever. We find out that it goes deeper than that. It's a spiritual dimension. Rav Idi Sarsei de Rav Sheshes Have. Rav Idi was the assistant, the helper of Rav Sheshes. Shama Minei, he heard this concept from Rav Sheshes that the case of Meiser that's going to be sold in the home is the case of the Yesomim, the orphans that we're trying to be benevolent for. Azal Amra Be Midrasha, he said it in the base Medrash, Velo Amra Mishmei, but he didn't say it in the name of Rav Sheshes. I don't know that he intended to take credit for it, but he didn't finish the deal. He didn't say it in the name of Rav Sheshes. Shama Rav Sheshes Ikbid, Rav Sheshes heard, and it bothered him. Omar, he said, Man da'akitz, the person who bit me, which he considered this a proactive biting. You deprived me of something that was totally coming my way. I should have gotten credit for this innovation in Torah, this insight, this answer. La'akze akriva, he should be reprimanded. Rav Sheshes, my nafka lo mino. So the Gemara asks, what difference does it make to Rav Sheshes? Do Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, we have a teaching. May dechsiv agura va'ol cha'olamim. The pasuk says, I should dwell in your tent in worlds. How could you live in two worlds? Either you're in this world or you're in the next world. Ela Omar David. David said, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Yomru Dover Shemua Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh. They will say Torah in my name in this world. Da Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochi Kol Tamen Chacham Shamram Dover Shemua Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh Sev Sosev Dovavos Ba'kever. When you say something in the name of a Torah scholar, his lips move in the grave. His physical dimension in this world has continuity because you're saying things in his name. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ze'iri, Maikra, and the Gemara develops it, Dovev Sifse Yeshenim. You're able to move the lips of those who are sleeping in the ground. People who have passed away, have been buried. Af Tamidei Chachamim Kevin Shadam Oma Davar Shmua Mipiv Dovevo Sifosav Bekever. The result is that he has this continuity. So the Mishnah said that Bechor and Meiser are different. They cannot be sold publicly. They do not have that leniency. They are allowed to be sold in the home. The Gemara understands Bechor being sold in the home, but does not understand Meiser, because there are rules that Meiser does not get sold. And Rav Sheshis explained it's talking about the Balmum of Yesomim. And because it's the Balmum of the Yesomim, the blemished animal of the orphans, there's a leniency that they could at least sell it in their home. Rav Sheshis taught that. Rav Idi repeated it, but not in his name. Rav Sheshis objected, and the Gemara explained on what grounds did he object, because he felt he was deeply deprived of something eternal that could be in this world, and presumably meant continued merit for the Torah that's being taught in his name. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.